An important subject, which is, I called it this way, stations of truth or stations of salvation and the life. For those who attended the last workshop, you had the idea of facts, thoughts, and feelings. Not all feelings are facts. And many of things of the idea that people are saying these are facts, they are false, they are just opinions, or they are fake, they are not true, but people are saying them as true, as facts. In evangelism, you should differentiate clearly between the truth and the lies. Truth related to God, Christ is the truth. Lies always related to devil, because he is the liar and the father of all liars. So our world nowadays is full of lies. And most of the people are just following the lies. And they consider the lies as facts. So our role as evangelists is to clear this, to make it clear for everyone that this is a lie, that's the truth. Okay? So I make it like the story of Christianity, story of salvation in like seven stations. Then another five stations related to our role in order to be saved. Let's put it this way. First of all, St. Paul said an important theme. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation. So the salvation kind to obtain, thing you have to run after, to look after, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Salvation related to Christ the Lord and always related to the eternal life. And we need to struggle, we need to be ready to endure all things in order to save others. The first station, I would say, the creation. Creation is true. God created man. Nowadays, more than 50% of human beings believe in a lie called there is no God and there is no creation. It was evolution. It was, everything comes by itself. I guess it's like 50% nowadays. It's a big lie. But the truth related to the Creator, God created. It was written in Genesis chapter 1, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So that's the beginning of the truth. You can never understand the whole truth without starting with this station. There is God, God exists, and God is the source of life. He created everything, and man specifically was created on his image. I want to tell you a very important point, that in our liturgy, as Orthodox, especially the Coptic Orthodox, we are declaring the truth in all liturgies. So in the Mass of the Basil liturgy, we express all the stations. So when expressing the station of the creation, we say, God the Great, the Eternal, who formed man in incorruption. So we started revealing the truth saying so. So we are not just praying. Actually, while we pray, we reveal our secret. We declare the truth we believe in. Again, in the other liturgy of Saint Gregory, who for the sake of goodness only brought man into existence, out of non-existence. That's the meaning of creation. So it's again some part of the theory of evolution, which is partially a big lie, and put him in the paradise of joy. When we speak about this station of creation, we have to speak about the lie. The lie stands against this. First of all, evolution versus creation. Many people do not believe in creation. Nowadays, they believe that there is no kind of creation. It's just evolution. You were cut one day like a cell, and this cell were kind of chemical interaction, and there is no source of existence, there is no beginner, there is no designer, there is no creator. This is the biggest lie, I would say. That's why there is no meaning in life. That's why there is no morals, there is no right and wrong, there is no eternity, there is no reward, there is nothing. Because if you start by this lie, you will end up having no truth in your life. Another lie, there is no creating God. Not finally, man is an evolved animal. So if you look around, while believers like you, evangelizing people to take them to the level of angels, atheists evangelizing their lie to take them down to be part of the animal kingdom. We have to see it clearly. The people around us want everyone to live his life like an animal. But we Christians following Christ, we are invited to invite everyone to live his life as an angel. And this at the end of the story will be angels in the kingdom of heaven. The good news of the atheist, you will be an animal. That's the good news. But the good news of the Bible, you will be Christ-like. You will be an angel. And so, but still, most of the people like to believe in atheism. The second station is the falling, the fall. Falling in sin is an important part of the truth. We cannot understand the story of salvation, the death of the Lord, and the resurrection, and the eternal life, if we are not applying this, that there is a corruption happened, something called sin. And we were created in incorruption, and we choose to sin, we choose to be in corruption. So in Romans chapter 5, St. Paul said, therefore, just as through one man's sin and entered the world, death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. So that's part of the truth. Maybe most of the people do not like to believe in this idea of sinful life. People will not say dating is adultery, will not say making money is kind of tamah, gasha. People will give names to everything, but they will not consider the sin, the idea of sin, the corruption idea is not accepted because it's part of the truth. So, in the liturgy of St. Basil, death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed. So there is death entered. Man was not created to die. Man was created on the image of God to live forever, to enjoy holy life in God forever. But the problem came because man is free to choose, and devil cheated him, deceived him. So the problem came into our life not because of God. It's because of me and the devil. Again, in the liturgy of St. Gregory, when he fell through the deception of the enemy and the disobedience of your holy commandments. So St. Gregory made it more clear that it's partially related to devil and partially related to the disobedience of man. يبقى السقوط أو الخطية أو الفساد أو الموت القضية اللي بنتكلم فيها كمسيحيين قضية الخلاص مرتبطة بي أنا اختطفت لي قضية الموت أنا اللي عملت كده ربنا مش هو اللي عمل كده ربنا بيعمل الصح أنا عملت الغلط أنا وإنت لأنه كمان مش هنفضل نقول آدم السبب أنا بغلط وإنت بتغلط فالقصة مكملة لغاية النهاردة أوكي The lies Another big lie, there is nothing called sin or corruption. Or man is destined and cannot choose. There is no free will for man. Many of the philosophers, many of the atheists are saying so. We are pushed, we are obliged to do things. We don't have a real freedom. But actually, this is not true. The truth, man is free to choose his destiny, to choose to be man of God or man of devil. He chooses to be an angel or chooses to be an animal. He has a free choice. So again, another lie nowadays, Adam is kind of a myth. It's a legend. It's not a true story. There is no man called Adam, and we are not sons of Adam. And the whole Bible is like a very old book, not suitable for anyone nowadays. The third station, the station of creation, the station of fall. The third station, we may call it the station of the prophets, which stands for the whole Old Testament, or the law, or the waiting period, because men waited for their salvation. Men tried to save themselves, and they failed. So everyone found out that salvation is not within our hands. There is no way out of this death. We have nothing to do with the corruption happened. We cannot treat this problem. We cannot manage this war. So that's important station. That's why Christ did not come very quickly after Adam's fall. He made it after many thousand years. في القداس البسيل يقول لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك. You have not abandoned us to the end but have always visited us through your holy prophets. في القداس الغريغوري أنت الذي أرسلت لي الأنبياء من أجلي. You are he who have sent to me the prophets for my sake. I am the sick. I am the sick. The lie against this, that the Old Testament is nonsense, there is no prophet and no prophecy, and these stories are kind of mythology, and the history of God is, you know, kind of very superficial. Nobody will accept it nowadays. There is no inspiration, no Bible, no law. And if somebody accepts the Old Testament, he may say that the God of the Old Testament is harsh or fanatic or unjust. So there are many lies here. But again, this is a part of the truth, that human beings waited for their salvation because they could not save themselves. Station 4. The incarnation, this is the biggest station, you may call it, in the story of the truth. God came to save man. God incarnated. God became a man. God took our human nature and made it part of his one person. He is, Christ is fully God and fully man in one person, with one will. That's the important station. That's the truth here. And as written by St. Paul, when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. So it was written by many, many ways in the New Testament, the secret behind this incarnation. But this is very important truth. And you know, this one specifically is fatal for the devil. That's why devil attacks this truth by all his power. The complicated problem for devil is this one. Again, in Al-Uddas, we say it this way, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God, Savior Jesus Christ, and the other liturgy, you without change. Without change meaning that you still God. You have the full divine nature. You still have it. Were incarnate and became man. The lies, I think you expect. The biggest lie in Christian history, the Arius said Christ is not a real God. Or, as you know, Otachi, Eutychos said Christ is not a real man. Or Nestorians said he is sometimes a man, sometimes a god. But you know, these all lies. He is fully God, fully man. He came to be a man, but he's still God. And Christ, the full man and full God, is the only Savior. And there is no name after under this heaven with him we can be saved. So this is, you know, station four. Station five, redemption. Why Christ came? The truth, simply, God came to save men. God came to redeem us. Was written in many ways. One of this, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. By the way, when we say redemption, we focus on two big events, the crucifixion and the resurrection. Because he died for us and he was risen from the dead because of us, to give us the eternal life. Was written in the liturgy, gave himself to redeem us, or in the other liturgy, you have come to the slaughter at the Lamb, even to the cross. The lies for the redemption truth, Christ did not die. And you know how many millions of people say so. Maybe 1 billion now is believing that, okay, there was a Christ, but he was not crucified. There is another guy. So another lie, maybe if even he died on the cross, he did not, there is no resurrection. So, and these are common lies now. Somebody may say the moral solution, there is no need for redemption. Why God just accept people by their morals? But you know, the Bible was clear in this, there is no good man. None, no one is good. All people needs to be saved. So if you consider the moral solution, there is no one will be saved. The sixth station, now it's the church. The church or the Holy Spirit, you can call it this way. Because, you know, after Christ came to save us, he died for us, and he rose from the dead, he went up to the heaven to send his Holy Spirit, to continue the salvation story, to give the new life for human beings. So without this step, this station, there is no salvation. So we need to be saved through the church. There is no salvation outside of the church. We don't mean the church, the building itself, you know, but we mean the body of Christ, being part, being a member in the church. That's why he said, I also say to you that you are Peter on this rock, the sound doctrine, the orthodox faith. I will build my church. The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. That's why we always pray, remember, O Lord, the peace of your one, only, holy, Catholic, Apostolic, Orthodox Church. Again, we say it in the St. Gregory liturgy. The lies here, there is a big lie nowadays, there is kind of churchless Christianity. People may believe in Christ, but they don't like church idea. So they wish to have Christ without any church. Actually, it's a big lie. Because if you separate Christ from his church, as if separate the head from the body. So they are killing Christ again by separating the church from Christ. Another big lie, that maybe there is a church without sacraments. But there is nothing called this. Church means the Holy Spirit working in the church, working in the Holy Sacraments. Or there are many churches, you choose to be one in any of these churches. Actually, there is only one church with one sound face, one original face. Okay? Or some churches may, conceding or, they accept many things against the teaching of Christ himself. They are not anymore church. They they call themselves church, but as far as they accept a lie against the teaching of the Lord Himself, they do not deserve to be a church. The last station here is the eternal life. If you take this train of truth, you may call it, creation, fall, prophets, the God incarnate, Christ, the redemption, the church, we will end up in the eternal life. We will be rewarded with the kingdom of heaven. That's the whole story. That's the truth. Anything away is darkness, is not true. If children, then highest height of God and joint highest with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. That's why we sing it this way. Because this is the end of the story. This is the last station, as when you have a train, you take a train, when it comes to the last station, you feel happy. That's the reward. So you are happy having this happy ending for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. في القداس الغريغوري أظهرت لي إعلان مجيئك الذي تأتي لتدين الأحياء وتعطي كل واحد حسبه. Lies against the eternal life. There is nothing called eternal life. If you ask any of the agnostics around, they will tell you there is nothing called afterlife. We know nothing about any life but this life. So that's what they believe. They believe in a lie, okay, but they believe in it. Okay, another one, there are other ways for eternity, or maybe not the Christ himself, maybe with the morals, with some good deeds. Another lie is maybe the eternity only for the hungry people, for the, you know, those who live their life in misery, so they may have a better life after, which full of food and drinks and whatever they wish for. So, but this is not the real eternity. Our eternity revealed by God is all the wishes of the new man, joy, peace, love, forever. Okay, now I will end in 5 minutes. So what's my role here? The stations are Khal, Sukut, Al-Anbiya, المسيح أو التجسد الفداء كنيسة الحياة الأبدية. But there is a human role with God's grace, because you know you cannot do it without God. First of all, you need to believe in this train, in these stations. This is the truth. If you do not believe in any of these, you actually stepped away from the truth. You lose everything. You understand? So your part, first of all, is to believe. That's why the Bible said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Imagine that we are present in this hall, and we don't have any key, and we couldn't push the door, and we are just stuck here. And there is only some savior, somebody who have the key from outside, and he opened and he told us, I have all the keys. Come after me, I'll give you the full freedom. Some of us believed him, so we started to follow him. Others said, he's a big liar. He had nothing. I don't believe him. Okay, that's your problem. Just stay where you are. You got it? So you have to believe. In order to take the train, you need to believe. That's why in the liturgy, the commonest word used is Amen. I believe, we believe. Because we are confessing our belief all in all our prayers. Again, there is a big lie that maybe salvation is by some other way, but not believing in Christ. Or why all beliefs are not right. Maybe you have part of the right truth and others may have other parts, and this story of everyone has some part of the truth actually all these lies deceiving people. The second station for you to do is repentance. When you believe in Christ, you need to repent, to go back to Him, to follow Him, to, you know, turn back. So that's why unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Again, we repeat Kyrie Eleison in all our prayers to admit that we are sinners and we need to repent. The lie here, there's no sin, or the impossibility of changing any man, or doubting forgiveness, or some teaching that you repent only once. These all big lies, actually. We need to stay in repentance for our life. The third station for you to go, which is belonging to the church, by baptism and the Myron. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." من غير معمودية وميرون ما فيش خلاص. يبقى الإيمان خطوة دخلك على المعمودية، لكن الإيمان مش بيلغي المعمودية. فلو أنت لغيت المعمودية أو الميرون يعني لغيت الكنيسة، يبقى برضو أنت ركبت القطر ونزلت بدري، ما كسبتش حاجة. يبقى بتقول I believe in Christ but you are not saved. فحسبه، لأن دي برضو مشهورة big life في بلادكم هنا. يعني بنقول في القداس أنعمت علينا بالميلاد الذي من فوق بواسطة الماء والروح. The creed we say we confess one baptism for the remission of sin. Actually many Christians unfortunately do not believe in the power of forgiveness in baptism. They do not respect baptism, but we believe in the power, in the grace of God in baptism. So the lies is doubting the holy sacraments or baptizing people without priesthood because it's not a sacrament. Fourth, it's the Holy Communion, the Eucharist. When you believe in God, repenting, enjoying being a member in His body by baptism and the Myron, now you are ready to be fixed in Him, to be united with Him. And Jesus said it clearly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. So it was very clear. You have to eat and drink. And this is the real life of Christ in you. We say it in many ways in the liturgy. وضع لنا هذا السر العظيم. كل مرة تأكلون وتشربون تبشرون وتعترفون. The lie, again, doubting the sacraments or explaining the Eucharist in a symbolic way, ignoring the grace, the power of the Holy Spirit inside the sacrament. Lastly, station 5 for you is the deeds or love. The law of the New Testament, it's not a big law, it's not, you know, many things to do, it's just one word. Live your life in love. Acts in love. Attitude of love. You practice love after being saved, after having the communion, the baptism, believing in Christ, living the life of repentance, just spend whole life in love to everyone. And when you study the Bible, you can see that salvation will never be completed without the acts of love. You need to love the sick, the poor, to visit them, to do good to everyone. You need to forgive people. You need to endure, to tolerate them. All acts of love needed for your salvation. So, you know, some people may say, just believe in Christ. How come I believe in Christ and I couldn't love my neighbor? I fail to love anyone, I fail to catch the kingdom of heaven. The lie here is faith only without deeds, or somebody may continue not loving with being religious. They may go for communion, but they cannot love people. Stations of salvation, creation, the fall, the prophets, with the incarnation, redemption, church, eternal life. about your part,
faith,
repentance, baptism, and my one, Eucharist, and love. Glory to God. Amen.